Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
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 We have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's what the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name. Because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something. That there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.
Good morning, everyone. 7 a.m. Rise from heaven. When kingdom focus with Deborah Jackson Nine. We thank you for tuning in.
Your
on Monday,
and
Sunday, to bring you music. But the message is divine and healed the soul. Thank you for allowing us this opportunity. And today our focus is love.
All about love.
Gonna love you forever.
Somebody raising loud now, say, oh,
gonna love you forever.
We're gonna do it again right here.
this forever. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. The psalmist says, I will love you forever. When we are engaged in relationships, when we are engaged, whether it's marriage, friendship, love is defined of. In the Bible, it says that love is unconditional. Love covers a multitude of sins. God is love. And John 3:16 says, but God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So, my beloved, what happens when the Bible says to love thy neighbor as thyself? Well, we'll come back and talk about loving thy neighbor as thyself.
I'm About where Jesus is today. See, he grew up to be a sacrifice. He sacrificed his life for you and I. And as a child, he had to be taught how to love, how to forgive. He had to understand what peace, what joy, and what love is all about. In order to be obedient unto the Father. Because whatever he said in those last 3 years, it was all to do for the will of the Father. And on that Good Friday, he was crowned with thorns. He was, his hands was nailed to the cross. His feet likewise. And they said, kill him, kill him. And guess what? He could have called on the angels to deliver him. But because he had relationship and knew where he was going. Matter of fact, in the book of John, he told the disciples to let not their heart be troubled, because he was going to prepare a place for you and I. And he said that he would send a comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost will teach us all things and bring us to our remembrance. So today, my beloved, in order for you to understand the kingdom of God and be kingdom focused, you must come as a child and follow Christ. Christ is our role model today. He gave an example of peace, joy, and love. There's no greater love that a man can put down his life. And when God speaks of love and loving our neighbor, in James 2 and 8, James was quick to tell us about everything lacking. He said, if anybody lack wisdom, let him ask. But in specifically in James 2 and 8, the Bible lets us know that if you really keep the royal law found in the scriptures, which is love your neighbor as yourself, you and I are doing right. So my beloved, I admonish you today that as you're moving forward in this day, we pray that God will give you daily bread. And that daily bread is that you love. James said, if you really love and keep the royal law and love your neighbor as yourself, you won't show favoritism, because you sin and are convicted by the law as the lawbreaker. So God's grace is here today to keep us. And if we hide the word in our heart, the Bible says we sin not. So if you want to really keep the royal law found in the scriptures, love your neighbor as thyself.
Thank you.
time to come. It all began in her hometown, Jessup, Georgia. There she functioned as a worship leader of Jessup New Life Ministry, founded by her late father, Bishop Pritchard. Tasha faithfully lent her talents at her local assembly before an unforeseen location to Atlanta, Georgia, where she joined the thriving B-Realm Center Church of Atlanta. Most of her tenure at B-Realm Center entailed leading worship weekly and managing the various entities of the worship and arts department. She now serves as one of the team pastors at B-Realm Center. In 2012, Tom would go on to record her freshman project titled Grace, produced by multi award winner and Motown gospel label named LaShawn Mitchell. This project, laced with organic and moving tracks, features the lead singer Rare Jane, which landed as Billboard number one song for a total of 12 weeks. This anthem unleashed the liberation to countless audiences nationwide each time it was heard or ministered. The album Grace landed on Billboard's top 10 gospel albums chart for a year. It was definite that the world had received not just another singer, but a rare gift. More than an artist, Tasha Cobb is an innovative tool of influence with a passion for mentorship. Resulting from this passion came the launch of Eyelid Escape. You can visit www.theeyeledescape.com, a global ministry mentorship program that aids 2,000 mentees in shaping, sharpening the knowledge and execution of their gifts. In addition to this program, Tasha extended the reach of her mentorship with her debut book, Worship 101, a manual that revisits the basics of worship. Celebrating Grammy Award, Three Solo Award, and Three Dove Award, ladies and gentlemen, Tasha Cobb, God's grace, God's gift for this season. Celebrating back in 3 months. I'm
from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Forever and ever.
Kingdom. Tell somebody else it's all about the kingdom. Hug one more person and tell them it's all about the kingdom.
Thank you for tuning in. Jackson Long, the fourth day of the week. The faith for major steps to fulfilling your purpose and destiny. Look at yourself today. Spread the good news. Jennifer Jackson2011@gmail.com and say, For Friday. And I'll enter your name in the For Friday weekend. Also, the drawing will be mentioned on the 28th, February 28th. So, we'd like to invite you to join us at Bonton for Community Day. It'll be all day Friday and Saturday, 27th and 28th. So while you're out there at Bonton on 22 in Harrisburg, Colonial Park, enter to win for Good Friday weekend. That's 3 days and two nights. Yes, for you and your loved one. All righty. Be blessed. Give me a call. 717-379-1503. We pray that this truly has been a blessing in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Upon my heart, I will dance like David.
Give it to him. Let's give it to him.